Welcome to Spiritual Woo, a space where we talk about all the things that move you, the things that wake and shake you. No woo-woo here. We believe and talk about real divine spiritual connections, all while taking a lighthearted and sometimes humorous approach. I'm your host, Ashley Michelle. From bar-owning, late-night karaoke hosting, raging alcoholic, to yoga and meditation teacher, life and wellness coach, mindful manifester, and sober-as-fuck badass chick, this podcast is here to inspire you. We'll be exploring many different spiritual concepts, practices, and ideas, as well as chatting with some pretty inspiring spiritually aligned guests. Plus, I'll be sharing and bearing about my own spiritual awakening. Woo! Our intention here is to encourage and offer support to you throughout this beautifully chaotic journey that we call life. Grab your tea, start your cleaning, or buckle up and settle in for this epic spiritual ride. Okay, hello everybody. I am back and I'm just going to set the scene here. You can perhaps hear some birds chirping in the background, maybe some cars passing by. I am outside on my sun porch. It is the end of April. Spring is totally here and it is just about 7 a.m. in the morning. I got a little bit of a whisper going on because my house is still sleeping, and I am coming off of, or struggling through, not even struggling, experiencing jet lag. So I am back from my epic Thailand journey, and 4:30 a.m. seems to be my wake-up time, which is about, oh my gosh, I don't even know, 5 o'clock p.m. Thailand time. So I am about a day and a half in from being home. I am trying to reset my equilibrium. I am trying to figure out what day and what time it is, because it's just been a wild, crazy 2 weeks. When you go to the other side of the world, let me tell you, I had a really hard time. Like, what day is it? Where am I? It's just a very surreal experience, especially when you are still communicating with home and trying to do business and these kinds of things. So I'm still a little on the groggy side, but that's okay. I'm super excited to be here and really just wanted to jump in and record this podcast, which is coming out like within, I don't know, 18 hours. I have 18 hours to record this podcast, edit it, and get it up for you, because just time moves so quickly. But I am home. Most of you have seen a lot of the Thailand journey on Facebook and the socials, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful experience. It was a beautiful trip, and it was the hottest experience of my life. Bangkok, actually no, Thailand in whole, was going through, excuse me, a major heat wave. And I think several days that we were there, it pushed up over 40 degrees. The hottest day of my life, which I made a reel, was 43 degrees. And it was like walking around in an oven. I have never experienced something so hot in my life. And it was challenging. It was extreme. And it was, I'm going to say it this way, it was a great practice in presence, like being present. Like, I was with people that were travel agents on this trip, and all of us have kind of like different backgrounds and different ages, coming from all over Canada. And we were just experiencing this together. And of course, the common like saying was, oh my God, it's so hot. Just over and over and over again. However, it was definitely like this practice and like, yes, okay, it is very hot, but this is the experience. Like, breathe through this, even though it was hard to breathe. You know, relax into this, surrender into the sweating, surrender into like just how thirsty you are. And it was just very, very, very interesting. And I have my group going back in 2025, as most of you know. And I was just thinking, oh my God, are they going to be able to handle this? Are they going to be able to handle this? But I did talk to our tour guide and she had said, like, this is an extreme heat wave right now. And it's not normally this bad. And I don't remember it being that hot from when I went. I figured out I went 9 years ago to Thailand. So yeah, it was a really great experience. It was the first time I traveled kind of alone. Like, yes, I was meeting people on the other end, but I had to, you know, fly by myself and connect through flights and, you know, just kind of do everything alone, which was fine. I wasn't nervous about that, but I was definitely feeling like I was missing my partner. I was missing Eric because we travel and do these things together. So we kind of lean on each other. Okay, this way to the gate, this way to that, and these kinds of things. And I kind of felt like that through the whole trip, actually. I am a newlywed and I'm being a little like, you know, I missed my husband. I really, really did. I really missed experiencing some of the tours that we did, and I really missed just having him by my side. And I felt like a little bit guilty, like, oh my God, he should be here with me. Like, this is amazing. And I haven't traveled with anybody but him for the past 10 years. So it was definitely interesting, and I was excited and I was having a good time, but I was for sure feeling like I was missing my right arm. That's how kind of dependent Eric and I are on each other. But it was really nice to do this for myself. And it was really nice to know that I can do this on my own. Of course, I'm missing home and my family and stuff like that. But it was just a really overall great experience to travel alone. And I would definitely recommend this to people. Like, if you're confident enough to do it, like, some people are nervous about going through airports and transferring things and stuff like that. Like, I would say you don't even have to be, because there was a point when I was lost in one of the airports and I just go and ask somebody. I'm like, hey, I'm not sure where I'm going. Can you just point me in the right direction? Even when you're in like other countries, a lot of the times they can speak English, right? It can be very minimal, but you know, you just say, hey, this is where I need to go. How do I get there? And they point and send you on their way. So really just like a trust in humanity. Maybe that's naive, but not for me. So it was just like a really interesting journey. It went by pretty quickly, but when I was there, I kept saying, like, I feel like I've been here for months. That's really how it felt. I was gone for 12 days, and out of those 12 days, three of them were spent traveling, like in a plane. And the plane ride home was definitely challenging. It was very cramped. It was feeling very long. My seatmates or plane mates were very kind, and you know, we're all squished in together and trying to like share space and stuff like that. But it was definitely one of the more challenging flights, just like back and knees. And here I am complaining about first world privileges, but I really was like turning constantly back to the surrender of the moment and really trying to stay in this like meditative state of like, okay, you are 12 hours in, or sorry, you have, you know, 2 hours in, you have 12 hours to go. You have to surrender into the uncomfortability. You have to be okay with this moment. Like, you're very blessed and privileged. There's no reason to, you know, complain or get upset or, you know, feel the struggle and the angst. But of course, it's like a physical thing, right? Where you're flying halfway around the world, or actually the other side of the world. And unless you're in the freaking lay down business class, it's not the most comfortable experience, if you will. However, on the way there, I was so lucky. The way there, I had a 15-hour leg from Vancouver to Bangkok, and the middle seat was empty, and it was amazing. It was amazing. I had a window seat, and I had a guy on the aisle seat, and we were both very happy that we had an empty middle seat. We kind of just shared it and put our stuff there and took some turns, and it was really, really, really nice. And I'm going to say this, if you don't know this, I eat vegan meals. So I figured out on the back end how to request like a vegan meal on my flights. And if you don't know this, which I didn't, but now I do. If you don't know this, if you request a vegan meal or even a vegetarian meal, if that's kind of your vibe, you get served first. And that was amazing. That was an amazing perk. Like I'd be like, okay, I'm getting hungry here. And then here they'd come, like I'd be one of the first served. And it was like a really nice kind of thing. And the food wasn't even that bad. It was pretty good actually. But yeah, I'm just kind of rambling on about the trip and these kinds of things. So we did this National Geographic journey and we visited a lot of places that I had visited when I went 9 years ago. And it was really, really surreal to like go back. And I showed my tour guide a photo that I took in the same spot 9 years earlier. And she's like, oh my God, you have to take another photo and compare the two. And it was just really crazy to think that, like, you know, when you like have those flashbacks of like, wow, I didn't think I would be here. I didn't think I would be like in this spot, or little did I know 9 years ago that this is where I would be. So it's like a very like big, small feeling, if that makes sense. And again, for me, like I'm so proud of everything that I've done and everything that I've accomplished. And I'm so proud that I get to, you know, go on these trips and these journeys. And it's because the reason why I'm so proud is because of the hard, hard amounts of work I have put into creating this life for myself. You know, if you've been listening, like quitting drinking and quitting smoking and dedicating my life to being a teacher and dedicating my life to the practice of yoga and meditation and really dedicating my life to compassion and trying to live more compassionately and live more kindly and, you know, being open to change, being open to discomfort, all these things. It's just, I'm so proud of how far I've come. And it's a beautiful, beautiful feeling when you come full circle. And that was what it was like. It was a full circle moment for me. When I went to Thailand 9 years ago and had that picture at the top of the temple, the one that I'm just talking about now, I was still drinking. However, I was, when I went to Thailand 9 years ago, I took a 30-day sobriety because I was on a Buddhist meditation retreat. And the second day 30 hit, I'll never forget this. I was flying home from Thailand and I had like 7 drinks on the plane because it was day 30 and I was done the retreat and I could finally have a drink. And then it was several years after that I finally got sober. I think it was about 3 years after that I finally got sober. So it was just like a really full circle moment for me and a real sense of accomplishment and achievement, and not in a goal setting way. Yes, I am very goal oriented, but more in just like a, like, you've got this, like you have created this life for yourself. You feel healthy and well. And trust me, there was times when I didn't feel that way. If you have listened along, you definitely know the struggles of depression and things like that. So I guess what I'm kind of like rounding about to is like just these ideas of committing to yourself, I guess. Yeah, I'm kind of like having a little bit of a beautiful realization here, sitting out on my porch as the sun is rising and chipmunks are running around and the birds are chirping. But it is like the dedication to yourself and like really knowing that you are capable of taking care. You are capable of, you know, doing what it is you want to do. You are capable of experiencing good things in your life. And I'm going to say it in this way, not everything is good. Sometimes, I don't want to say most of the times, but sometimes, if not a lot of the time, I'm just going to reach for my coffee here. Sometimes, if not a lot of the times, like things are pretty shitty, right? I have coffee still. Sorry. Excuse me. I need to finish it. But, you know, just looking at life as a whole, the good, the bad, the ugly, the fun, the great, the just all the experiences, and just surrendering into whatever presents itself in front of you, whatever challenge. And I'm kind of going to bring this into play here. While I was gone, my handsome husband has gotten sick again for the, I don't even know, fifth time since December, and it's pretty shitty. He's not feeling well. He's got this chronic lung thing going on, and we're trying to get it solved and figured out for him. And we, I say me, mostly kind of talk about it in a way of like stress manifesting. He's under a lot of pressure and a lot of stress, and he holds his stress, or his stress manifests in the physical. And I have seen this from him for a long time. And, you know, I was trying to be compassionate to his situation. And, you know, yes, he's under stress and now he's sick, which makes it even more stressful. But I was talking about, or we were talking about last night, like stress and the way that we hold it in our body, stress and the way that we, deal with situations in life, definitely can manifest in sickness and illness, and, you know, just on a whole cellular level, stress can really fuck the body up. Excuse my language, but this is like kind of what it is. And I wanted to share it in this way because we were talking about it last night. I was chronically ill throughout my entire life. My whole childhood, I was at the doctor's every couple weeks. All through like middle school, I was very, very sick. I was always on antibiotics. I always had throat infections, always had nose infections, all the way up until like just very, very, very recently, did I struggle with always being sick of something. And ever since, I'm going to say probably since even before COVID, minus COVID, I've had COVID twice, and I think it was just kind of the inevitable. But take the COVID out, I haven't been sick in years, probably 5 years, which kind of lines up with me stopping drinking alcohol, whether that's, whether that aligns or not, I'm not sure. But I was saying, like, I feel like I don't hold a lot of stress because my practice these days is really like surrendering into any moment. Like the airplane situation was very stressful. Trust me, it was very stressful. And I was kind of starting to panic, but then I checked in. I was like, no, just relax. Like this is the moment. You need to surrender into this and just let things be. And I really apply this kind of way to my everyday life. And I feel like that has kind of caused me to be well on all levels, physical, mental, emotional. And I feel like that I can handle any situation that comes my way without this overbearing, stressful feeling that manifests as, you know, colds, sore throats, flus, whatever this may be. And I'm only just sharing this from experience. Like you can believe it or not, or you can think about it in your life if you want to. But it definitely has, like in retrospect, the last 5 years for sure. I just look and I'm like, what is this? Like, why do I feel so great? And, you know, sometimes there's highs and lows, of course, but all around, full circle, I always attribute it to the practices, and I kind of want to say it in the way of like the practice of mindfulness. It's not because I'm doing yoga every day. And even on this trip, I didn't do yoga because there was frankly no time. I taught a class impromptu. Is that a word? Impromptu? I've taught a class impromptu, and I did like some silent meditation, lots of meditation on the bus, like just, you know, being with the moment and being mindful. And this mindful component is really coming back into play, excuse me, for me and life. And what was really beautiful was on this journey, and the journey that my group is going to take in 2025, we actually got to sit down in a monastery school for monks, and we got to sit down with a monk for almost 2 hours, I feel like, and he shared the teachings of Buddhism and mindfulness and the Thai culture, and we got to ask him questions and these kinds of things. And it was just a great reminder of like what that practice is. And the practice is like, you know, recognizing the suffering, kind of being okay with the suffering and working through like compassion towards yourself and all beings. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful practice. And that's kind of just what I want to say about it. Mindfulness is really, really popping back in for me. So I think we're going to like be talking about that a lot coming up in the next couple of weeks of the podcast. And I definitely could share a lot more about like what each day in the journey of Thailand looked like, but I'm still really trying to process it. excuse me. I am working through the process of that. And then also I've like put up so many videos and photos and things like that on my socials that you can go take a look at. And I know that the people that are coming with me in 2025, I don't want to like spoil all of it because there's so many great things that I want you guys to like be surprised about. And because some of you don't want to know anything and some of you want to know all of it. So I'll just kind of leave it at that. And if you are not currently joining this Thailand journey in 2025, we are talking about possibly pulling it for another date. Or even that, if you don't want to come with me and you want to get on a National Geographic journey, I can get you on one. You just won't be with me. You'll be with like other people, strangers, great people though. Like it's people that like to travel and this kinds of stuff. So if that's something you think you need to experience in your life, you want to experience in your life, just reach out and we will get you on one of these amazing journeys. I'm just going to say it like that. Amazing journey. So I'm feeling very chill today. I am still trying to, like I said, catch up on sleep and time. Normally when I come home from trips, I throw everything in the laundry and I get everything completely done. So life is like back to semi-normal or whatever normal that is. And the jet lag is allowing me not to do that. So today I'm trying to record a podcast, get it uploaded, go through all the suitcase, do all this kind of stuff and try to just get everything back to normal, because when you're living on a different timeline, which is 11 hours in the future, that's what I was when I was over there. When you live on a different timeline, it's like really hard to ground back in. It takes days. And they say the longer you go, the longer it takes you to recover. So I'm hoping I'll be okay in a couple of days. And again, it's not anything to complain about. It's just noticing, practice some mindfulness. I'm very, very, very lucky and blessed to be able to work for myself and make my own schedule. So if something isn't feeling right for me, I can just readjust. And that is the beauty of, just surrendering into what you need to do for yourself and your life. And I really, really encourage you to kind of just look in and see what's there for you. And just maybe like a little question this morning of, are you practicing mindfulness? Are you practicing the art of surrender? Are you noticing when emotions run high? Are you noticing how long the emotions run high, and can you get back into check in a little bit more of a quicker manner? Are you being compassionate to yourself? Are you being compassionate to others? Are you happy? Are you happy in your life? And if you're not, that's okay. That, you know, happiness is, I gotta say it like this, it's kind of a practice too, you know? Things can make us happy. Money can make us happy. Trips can make us happy. Experience, right, can make us happy. But remember, it's just the feelings of happiness. It's not like the true deep rooted of that bliss that I only wish for everybody to stumble upon and hold near and dear to their hearts. So my coffee got cold because I'm just yammering on. And I think I'm going to tie this up, close this off. I'm back in studio this week. Come see me. Come chat with me. I've got some Thailand knickknacks and things that I'm going to be selling in studio. If you want to come purchase something from the other side of the world, if you want to look at getting on this journey for yourself, reach out. As you know, we're still selling space for our Costa Rica yoga retreat. And if that is unavailable or inaccessible for you, we have our local Peace and Paddle summer retreat, weekend retreat. And that is local, meaning in Ontario, Southern Ontario, Lake St. Clair. And that's coming up August 23rd, 4th, and 5th. And if you want to join us for something like that, you know where to find me. So it is with that. I'm going to go work on my things. I'm going to try to stay up all day, and I will chat with you all later. Bye.
And that's it for today's episode of Spiritual Woo Podcast. We hope that you have found some inspiration as well as connection, and perhaps take some of this with you and hold it near and dear to your heart today. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you've enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I loved creating it, well then if you're open to subscribing and leaving a 5-star review, I'll love you forever. Just kidding, I already do. Your support means the world to me. Maybe you'd like to share this podcast with your friends or follow my personal Instagram account at Life of a Yoga Teacher. You can also find more spiritually aligned and inspired content by following at Spiritual Woo Podcast on TikTok and YouTube, as well as at Spiritual Woo on Instagram. Thank you so much for all your love and support. I am deeply grateful and truly honored to be able to share with you all. I wish you an amazing day, and I cannot wait to connect with you again next week. Much love to you all. AM.